This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now, one of the best basketball reporters there is, ESPN's Tim McMahon joins the show. Tim, Landry Locker, John Lopez. What was your reaction when you saw this trade made by the Rockets, the trade for Westbrook for John Wall?
You know, this is obviously a trade that has been in the works for a little while, had been rumored for a while. And really what happened was the Wizards and the Rockets kind of got back together yesterday, and the Wizards said, okay, fine, we'll cough up the pick. And at that point, the Rockets pounced on it. But, it's hard to be real excited about a deal that, honestly, it's kind of a mutual sell low on max salary point guards. And, you know, for all the reports that John Wall's looked great, in workouts and pickup games and all that, the reality is still that he is coming off of 2 years of inactivity. You know, coming back off of an Achilles injury, which obviously is one of the most, maybe the most devastating injury that you can have, especially for a guy whose game is based so much on elite athleticism. So there's a concern there. But look, Russ did not want to be here. The Rockets needed, or be in Houston rather, the Rockets needed to move on from him really as soon as they got an opportunity to get what they felt was decent value. And that's just, you know, getting a pick back. Essentially a pick and we'll see what Wall is at this point. Will he be an all-star again? I think that's a little bit optimistic, but again, it was not going to be a good situation with Russell Westbrook with the Rockets. And so, you know, they had to pull the trigger when they felt like they got a deal that was about as good as they were going to get.
Does it feel like they're kind of wasting James Harden's prime? And the only reason I say that is you mentioned, you know, trading max contract, bad max contract for bad max contract. And you, Chris Paul, there's only a certain amount of guys that you can trade Chris Paul's contract for. So you bring in Russell Westbrook, and there's a question about fit. And you got to trade Russell Westbrook, so you bring in John Wall, and there's a question about fit. It just seems like they're bringing in guys that don't necessarily make sense from a basketball standpoint, but the options are so limited. And here you are now with an extra 3 years committed to John Wall. Does it kind of seem like they're flirting with maybe wasting the prime of James Harden?
You know, I think that to put it that way, you're acting like James Harden hasn't been very involved in all these different deals. Well, yeah, I mean, listen, why did they trade Chris Paul? Who is the driving force behind that?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, poor James Harden, when, you know, in hindsight, trading Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook was a massive mistake that the Rockets now have to try to just do their best to – you know, they had to do their best to get what they could for Russ and move on. But that deal doesn't happen unless James Harden is the driving force behind it, is the one who's primarily pushing for it. Getting Chris Paul in the first place, was that a mistake? Hell no. They won 67 games and, you know, a hamstring away, blah, blah, blah. They were legitimate contenders when they had Chris Paul. And, you know, why exactly the Russ thing? Russ was so quick to want to move on. Yeah, he's going to have to answer that. Frankly, I don't understand it. This was not about Russell Westbrook looking at the Rockets' future and saying, hey, this isn't, you know, this thing's going south. This was him not liking the fit. He wanted to, quote, play my game. From January 1st until the time the season halted, the dude averaged 32-8-8, playing the most efficient basketball of his career. After they, you know, made a massive move in trading Capella, you know, to open up the floor for him and let him cook. So, you know, I don't get, honestly, why Russ was so disgruntled with the situation. And honestly, I'm very curious to see how it works out with him wanting to play his game, quote unquote, in Washington, when that is clearly Bradley Beal's team.
You know, you mentioned that reference there that he wanted to, quote, play his game. Another part of that report on Russell Westbrook that he wasn't happy with the, quote, casual culture. That's
right.
That's James Harden too, right? I mean, that's absolutely Harden.
Well, listen, yeah, and you know what? Yes, the Rockets culture is basically how James Harden wants it. Absolutely, just like the Lakers culture is how LeBron wants it, and you know that's the Clippers with Kawhi, so on and so forth. That's just, you know, that's the way it is with superstars in the league. But you know, again, I don't understand why this was some sort of huge shock to Russell Westbrook. I mean, he pushed to be traded. Basically, he went, you know, Harden and Westbrook worked with the front office to make that deal happen. They decided they wanted to play together. They made it happen. So, again, you know, why Russ got to Houston and was, you know, put off by all that, you know, I don't know. Those, again, are questions that he needs to be asked. I don't know if we'll ever get an answer, but yeah, I don't know why it was a surprise.
Talking to Tim McMahon of ESPN.com after the Rockets trade Russell Westbrook for John Wall. What are people around the NBA saying about the current ownership of the Rockets, Tillman Fertitta, and all the stuff that's gone on recently?
Well, you know, obviously there's, you know, Fertitta paid a lot of money to take over a contender. You know, there's been a lot of kind of scrutiny on the Rockets spending, you know, the way they've dipped under the tax, this, that, and the other. You know, at the same time, I don't think it's fair right now to, you know, to say, well, this is all happening because Fertitta's cheap, when he just, you know, basically the moves that they made this summer were essentially designed to be able to, you know, have the flexibility to go pay Christian Wood to come in here. Look, but at the same time, you know, you had a team that has been a contender. The coach willingly left. Obviously, the GM, that was his decision to leave. And it is a franchise that is very much in transition at this point.
I think tying in with that point you just made, Tim, isn't it? Well, let me just put it this way: do you think James Harden still could be traded even during the regular season?
Yeah, that's certainly a possibility. It's not what the Rockets want to happen. Okay, the Rockets' preference here is that they will be competitive this season. They think they have a good chance with, you know, with the moves that they've made to be competitive and kind of, you know, convince Harden, be patient. You know, let's see this thing through. Let's see if this team you know, can't be a contender. But the reality is, if they don't get off to a good start, you know, it's no secret that Harden has expressed a desire to move on. If they don't get off to a good start, that pressure will intensify. Right now, because of 2 years guaranteed remaining on his contract, time is on the Rockets' side. They can afford to be patient, you know, especially if they can handle some, you know, some uncomfortability, which they say they can. But, you know, if the Rockets clearly aren't contenders, could I see Harden getting moved before the trade deadline? Yeah, that's definitely a realistic scenario.
What kind of coach do we have here before we let you go, Tim? What kind of coach are we going to see here in Houston in first-year coach Stephen Silas?
A really, really smart guy, a guy who develops great relationships with players, you know, a brilliant offensive mind. That was, you know, that's why Rick Carlisle brought him to Dallas. I think he also benefited from working with Rick for the last couple of seasons. You know, honestly, the one question that I have with Stephen is that he's not necessarily a commanding presence. You know, very mild-mannered guy. You know, despite his dad being this big kind of legendary NBA enforcer, you know, this is a guy who, you know, he's probably, I'm going to guess he's about 6'5", a buck 75, you know, easy smile type of dude. And so, you know, how will that work with a, obviously a very veteran team and a team that has some very strong personalities? You know, ideally it would be, hey, James, you're the leader. This is your locker room, but that's tough to do if James Harden isn't, you know, fully on board.
Tim, appreciate it, man. I'll let you get to the Zoom. Always appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.